Facebook announces 10,000 European Union jobs to build metaverse. China to keep up scrutiny of internet sector, says a report. Oppo K9s battery capacity and fast charging capabilities officially confirmed to launch on October 20. MacBook Pro leak, tips display notch and new chips likely named M1 Pro and M1 Max. Squid Game, Netflix's biggest hit, estimated to be worth about US$900 million, says a report. First movie in space, Russian actress, film director returned to Earth after filming. Facebook on Monday announced plans to hire 10,000 people in the European Union to build the metaverse, a virtual reality version of the internet that the tech giant sees as the future. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been a leading voice in Silicon Valley hype around the idea of the metaverse, which would blur the lines between the physical world and the digital one. The technology might, for example, allow someone to don virtual reality glasses that make it feel as if they are face to face with a friend when, in fact, they are thousands of miles apart and connected via the internet. China will continue its scrutiny of the internet sector, rooting out practices including the blocking of site links by rival platforms and ensuring smaller players have room to develop, its industry minister said in an interview published on Sunday. China has been engaged this year in a sweeping campaign across regulators to rein in its massive and freewheeling online economy led by giants Alibaba, Tencent and others. In July, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology launched a six-month regulatory campaign aimed at tackling issues including disrupting market order, infringing on the rights of users, compromising data security and bombarding users with pop-up windows that could not be closed. Oppo K9s is all set to be launched in China on Wednesday, October 20. Ahead of its debut, the Chinese tech giant has revealed the specifications for the battery and its fast charging capabilities. The upcoming K9 series smartphone will come with a 5000 mAh battery and a 30-watt VOOC fast charging support. Further, Oppo K9s is teased to come with Snapdragon 778G chipset, a triple rear camera setup headlined by a 64-megapixel sensor and a 120Hz display. Also, the smartphone has been listed on a Chinese retailer site. MacBook Pro models are largely anticipated to launch at Apple's dedicated event later today. The new MacBook Pro variants are likely to come in 14-inch and 16-inch display sizes and have thin bezels surrounding the display. A fresh rumor hints that the MacBook Pro bezels will be so thin that Apple may have to introduce a notch to house the webcam and other sensors. There is also a new report that suggests the MacBook Pro models may be powered by new Apple chips that are likely to be called M1 Pro and M1 Max. Squid Game, Netflix's biggest original series launch, is estimated to be worth almost US$900 million, which is roughly Rs. 6,770 crores for the streaming giant, as per a report citing figures from an internal Netflix document. The 9-episode thriller in which cash-strapped contestants play childhood games with deadly consequences in a bid to win Korean won 45.6 billion, which is roughly Rs. 290 crores, became an international hit after it launched last month. In comparison to its estimated net worth, the show cost just US$21.4 million, which is roughly Rs. 160 crores to produce, Bloomberg said. Russian actress and a film director returned to Earth on Sunday after spending 12 days on the International Space Station shooting scenes for the first movie in orbit. Yulia Perislid, 37, and Klim Shipenko, 38, landed as scheduled on Kazakhstan's steppe at 10:06 a.m. Indian Standard Time, according to footage broadcast live by Russia's Roscosmos space agency. Shipenko appeared distressed but smiling as he exited the capsule, waving his hand to cameras before being carried off by medical workers for an examination. Perislid, who plays the film's starring role and was selected from some 3,000 applicants, was extracted from the capsule to applause and a bouquet of flowers.